This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, he's one of our favorites and probably the only guest who gets a custom intro every week. It is Mr. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
Oh, and it is good to have the intro back. Now, I don't want to appear ungrateful. I fully admit I loved the shout out to my favorite movie now of all time because I watch it approximately 3 times a week. The movie, of course, being Tangled. I, of course, have 2 little girls. We are in our princess phase. The girls are as well. I really do appreciate the shout out. But in terms of the craft that we all participate in, I understand that Proud Mary is a much better, let's get the crowd in St. Louis going, than At Last I See the Light from Tangled. I get it, and I'm happy to make this transition. But before we go any further, I know you're like, "Why? Who is this guy? I'm filling in today, not Pyro." I need to apologize for last week. I feel so bad, and sincerest of apologies for the calendar not bringing over my hit time. And I missed it, and then I had to go do a hit for Fox and Friends. Sincerest apologies, and I'm pretty sure that's the reason Mark isn't here today, because he's so mad at me that he took off.
Well, we were all very upset about it, and we talked a lot of smack about you, but I think, yeah, Mark needed a little bit of time off, some distance from you, but hopefully by next week he should be cooled off and ready to talk to you again, Todd.
I feel bad about it. Like, I legitimately felt bad. Total screw up on my part. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say it won't happen again, because, again, I go back to the Fox people pay me. You guys don't pay me. So when I have a Sophie's Choice, like, which do I drop?
It's going to
be
Fox.
St. Louis, and I'm sorry.
Then you drop Fox.
Wow.
No.
Okay. No. Well, no. We got it all straightened out. Hi, Todd. I'm Heidi Harris in from Mark. How are you today?
Hi, Heidi. I know I'm a lot. I do a lot of talking. I'll be quiet now.
I got 3 hours to talk, buddy. I don't need to do you to sure. do, you know, I'm happy to have you talk. I'm happy to have you here today. I understand that you have to have Kim introduce you, which I think is very good because I like Kim.
The mandatory contractual requirement I have with the fine folks there in St. Louis. Mandatory.
Again, custom intros every week.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And she takes many, many hours writing them every week.
Every week.
I'm up till at least 1 a.m. trying to think of what to say.
She rewrote Proud Mary. Actually,
I did.
In fact,
you're right.
Take that, Tina Turner.
Let's talk a little bit about, and I know you talked about this on your show, the idea that the Biden children have lost their Secret Service protection. I had no idea, Todd, that they had so many people on their detail. Did you?
Neither did I. Like, I think, like you, I probably assumed, okay, you know, if you're the child of a president, you probably get a body or two. You have some rotation. There's probably like a camera for part of it. But 18? And if that number that the president is quoting is true, I mean, my gosh, for Hunter? Really? And the follow-up question is, where were all those people, you know, during the all the years of, I can't say it on morning radio, you know what I'm talking about, the extracurricular activity.
Extracurricular, yes. That's one way to phrase it.
You know, that's one of the things I always wonder, whether you're talking about, you know, Bill Cosby or some of these other celebrities misbehaving, there are always people around them right? Who are right. never charged with anything, who are guarding the door, procuring the next victims, whatever. Why aren't those people ever charged with anything?
That's a great point. I mean, you look at the whole Diddy thing. I wonder if, and again, all accusations at this point, we always have to be clear with that. But I wonder if those people will be charged, if for no other reason than to put pressure on them to roll over on the big guy. In this case, Diddy, or in the big case of the big guy, the big guy, you know? So there you go.
Now, that's important because, you know, you don't, and you've met many, many people backstage at various events, obviously part of your job. There are always people around them. Their people, so to speak, are surrounding them. You're not alone with these people most of the time. So this nonsense wouldn't go on if these people continue to surround themselves, obviously, with, you know, those who are watching them. So they get a front row seat to all this misbehavior.
Random anecdote for something you just said. You are 100% right. Meet a lot of people in the green room at Fox. A lot of times I'll go down there just to shake hands and kiss babies. I will say the people that have the most handlers, people, the Europeans, I've never seen anything like it. If we have like a European, like he could be some random finance minister, like nobody here knows. They will have 15 people in tow. I've never seen anything like it. And then, you know, sometimes you'll have like actual big people. Like whenever Jay Johnson comes on, I mean, Jay Johnson had a really big job. He was a DHS guy, right? Really big job. He comes here alone. Like when Tom Homan's here by himself.
Wow.
It's wild.
That's surprising.
See.
But how many people travel with Zelensky?
I have not been there
that.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I have not been there for that. But it is wild to see. And it's always the Europeans.
Well, maybe the Europeans have a whole bunch of people, family and friends, who want a free trip to America. And that's why they all come over to say,
you're right. That's what it is. Like if we sent like Todd Pyro overseas, I my whole family, Pookie, Ray Ray, Big Steve, everybody would be there.
This is Todd, Heidi.
Yeah, I know. No, I love him. That's why he's so
great
Fox and Friends First. And we're thrilled to have him on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark will be here next week. He will be over the little situation that you guys kerfuffle. Yeah.
There was
we'll
a kerfuffle. A kerfuffle. I feel bad about it.
I love that word. All right. Thanks, Todd. Great talking to you.
Have a great week.
See ya.
Thanks. You too. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.